water has been, what it means for us to be called here to the corner, and what it's going to mean for us in the future as we're figuring out our next steps. So bless us and bless you all.
Okay. A couple of announcements about the life of our congregation. First of all, because of the Thanksgiving holiday, all of the children will remain with us for the remainder of the service. And in a few minutes, our sister Nina Jackson will be teaching all of us, including the kids, about this season that we're in right now, Advent. And we need you here to learn about that with us. Secondly, this afternoon at
2.
What time?
Two o'clock.
This afternoon, 2 o'clock, Loyola Lakefront will be having our annual Turkey Bowl football game, and everyone is invited to come and play. It should be fun.
Bring soccer socks
if you've got them. Next Saturday at 1 o'clock, we're going to be doing some temporary mural painting in our windows right here to celebrate the Advent and Christmas season. Anyone who is interested is welcome to come and join us for that project. And if you have any questions, please talk to Jason O'Boyer. Is Jason here? And finally, on Sunday, December 18, which is just a few weeks from now, we'll be having our annual Christmas caroling party. And the Nepali House Church is hosting our Christmas caroling party this year. And they're looking for a few houses that would enjoy us coming to them to carol, either inside the house or outside. And if you have any questions or if you'd like to volunteer your home, please speak to Amos Shakya. Amos, you want to raise your hand? Everybody knows you got it. Thank you. Drew?
Good morning, friends. My name is Drew. I have a quick announcement. If you're not able to participate in the window decorating next Saturday, Rudo Place Church is hosting an anti-racism workshop at 1 to 4 p.m., put on by Chicago ROAR. ROAR stands for Regional Organizing for Anti-Racism. They're going to be exploring ways that the city of Chicago has struggled with racism, but also ways that we can dismantle structural racism in our own communities, and especially in the greater city of Chicago. If you're able to attend, please let me know. I will probably not be able to attend because I will likely be burping our baby in the hospital. But if you're able to attend, let me know because I would love for you to report back to me about what you learned, and whether this organization is something we want to do, because we might want to continue to invest in. Information is on the bulletin board, and I'll probably also send a follow-up email about it tomorrow morning. Thank you.
शासन उहाँको काँधमा हुनेछ उहाँ अचम्मका सल्लाहकार शक्तिशाली परमेश्वर अनन्तका पिता शान्तिका राजकुमार कहिर कहलाइनु हुनेछ उहाँको शासन र शान्तिका वृद्धिको अन्त कहिले हुने छैन दाउदको सिंहासन र तिनको राज्यमाथि त्यसलाई न्याय र धर्मताको साथ स्थापित गरेर स्थिर गराउन त्यस बेलादेखि सदाको निम्ति उहाँले राज्य गर्नेछ सर्वशक्तिमान परमप्रभुको जोसले
For this Sunday, the youth will be staying with us to hear our teaching, but our Cambodian brothers and sisters will be having their own worship service. So let us sing as our Cambodian brothers and sisters go to their own worship service. Lord, we thank you for the ways that your face shines down through the generations. In the words that we speak, in the actions that we take, in the heart that we carry with us. And so we ask and pray, Lord, for our sister Nina, as she speaks to those traditions and those ways in which your face is shown to your people down through the generations. Be with her in that. May your seed, O Lord, be planted within fertile soil this day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Well, this morning, this isn't so much a teaching as it is a sharing. And I'm going to need a lot of help. And it's going to take me a couple minutes to set up. So during that time, I would like all the children to come and sit in the front, and I'm also going to need some like teen helpers and adult helpers to come sit with, because they may the children may need some help with the things that I'm asking them to do. So while we're setting up, maybe you can just play a little bit. I'm going to set up, and the children can be coming. Once that baby was started growing, No turning back. Right? Right. And this baby's almost here. And the excitement is growing. Right, Drew? And the panic. And the panic is growing, too.
Oh, don't panic.
Okay.
Anyway,
thank you very much. Well, the Jewish people, the people of the Old Testament, were also waiting for a baby. And they had to wait a lot longer than Dana and Drew. They had to wait years and years, and those became 10 years, and then hundreds of years, and more hundreds of years. But God had given them a promise that one day they would, a Messiah, a Savior would come who was going to redeem his people. And that redemption meant a lot of things. It meant forgiveness for their sins. It meant that they would be free from oppression and injustice, and that this Messiah was going to make everything all right with the world. Well, this season, as Patty shared with us, is called Advent. Does anybody know what that word means? Advent. It's the beginning of the word adventure. Ever think about that? Starting on an adventure. But we use the word Advent. Can anybody tell us what the word Advent means? This is multi-participatory. So if you know what the word Advent means, you can tell. Anybody? Longing? Oh, dawning. Yes. Romans? Well, dawning, you know, I mean, that's good. It's like when the sun is coming up. It means coming. Something's coming. It means, and a lot of times we think of Advent as waiting, too, because we're waiting for something that's coming. But the actual word means something. There's an Advent, the coming of something. Well, we always celebrate that here on Sunday morning during Advent, the weeks before Christmas. But you know what? I'm going to share this morning about how you can celebrate this at home in your families. Okay? Well, first of all, see this beautiful wreath that Patty put together? And we only lit one candle. That's because this is only the first week of Advent. Next week, we'll light two candles, and then three candles, and then four candles, and then this is the special candle. This is the Christ candle. Now, I have several different samples of of this Advent service that you can take home. It's going to be in this red folder. I'm going to put it over there. And it explains the symbols. It gives you some ideas of things you can do at home to have an to help you prepare for Advent. But I'm going to show you how we do that today. I'm going to need some helpers here. But I'll call on you, okay? I'd like Chintan and Liam to come up first. Okay. Help me? Come on. All right. lit the first child has lit the first candle, and now we light the second candle after we read the verse. And then you would sing the third verse of O Come, Come, Emmanuel. Okay, let's see. How about Roman and Clovis for our fourth week? Okay? All right. Would you like to read the verse? All right, you're good.
Listen, it's the voice of someone shouted, clear the way. for our God, what feel in the valleys and leave the mountains a pile straight to the curse the rough places. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it. Together the Lord is spoken.
Good job. Okay, Clovis, could you take this candle and light the pink candle? It's the fourth candle. There you go. All right.
I light this candle for Jesus Christ, who was born to be Lord of the nations.
All right, good job. Light all the candles, but we have one more. So I need a good reader. Raphael, you want to come? And Charles? Okay. Charles, I'm going to have you read the scripture. This is the Christmas Day scripture. And I'm going to have you light the candle. Okay. Would you light the Christmas candle? That's the white candle in the middle. Light it first and then you can say this, okay? Pull around. Help me. Oh, one thing I want to Emmanuel. By the Christmas Day, your candles are going to be all uneven because the first one will have burned down quite a bit. And then the second one, and then the third one, and the fourth one won't be very burned at all. But that's the way it's supposed to be. It's another reminder of all the waiting we've done for Christmas. So don't be surprised if one of your candles burns all the way down, you just get another one, and you kind of move the other burned ones up 1 week. Okay, now, I have one more thing I want to show you. Okay, let's see, the shepherds just where they are, okay? Oh, I was going to show you another. This is another. It represents a stable too. And let's see. So I recommend that if you get a crèche and you have children in your house, that you don't get glass or ceramic or anything. You get wooden ones or something very sturdy that the kids can play with, because it's really fun to have them play with the manger scene during the time. So I'm not going to set all these out right now. Okay, but Mary and Joseph have to come a little closer. All right, and where's my wise men at? Okay, move the wise men a little closer. Okay, oh, they're on that table. Maybe you can move them to the counter now. Okay, all right. So you decide how often you move them. You can move them a little bit every day, or you can move them once a week. You move them closer. Okay, that's the second week. Now it's the third week. They're getting a little closer. Bring the wise men a little closer. Okay. Okay. And then finally, it's Christmas Eve, and Mary and Joseph come to the stable, and there was no room in the motel. I mean, they called it an inn then. But the city was so full that the man said, the only place I have is my stable, but you can stay there. Now, that was kind of scary because I don't know, going to have a baby and all you have is the stable. Good job. Okay. All right. Well, then, sometime during the night, what happened? What happened during the night? The baby was born. And we remembered where. Okay. So we're going to put Jesus in the manger. Okay. And then what happened after the baby was born? Somebody got told. Did they run? Did they tell the king? No. You know, kids. Yeah, don't touch the things on the table. Okay. There were angels that came in. Who did they tell? Raphael? The shepherds. Okay. And the shepherds were so excited, they came running. And so you add the shepherds on Christmas morning. All right. Okay. Now, if you're really going to do this realistically, you'd have to wait a couple years for the three kings to arrive. Or you could wait till Three Kings Day. But we usually bring the kings in too. So you can bring the three kings and their camels. But, well, yeah, Jesus might have been a couple years old by the time the three kings got there. But we don't know for sure. But, okay, can you get out of the way so he can put the three kings there? All right. Okay, have them. Yeah. Okay. Well, we needed a third one. Okay. So, if your family celebrates Three Kings Day, which happens in early January, you could wait to bring the three kings at that time. But this is another way that our family helps remember that when Jesus was born, there was a long time of waiting, but it was exciting because they had the promise that Jesus would come. And just like we said, and it really helps. So I hope that your families will not only wait till Sunday morning to celebrate Advent, but that you will be able to do this at home. Now, for all my helpers, for being such good helpers, I have a little treat to give you before you go back to your seat.
It's like the chicken is like, you know, helping with like
red hand.
Little red hand.
And then they all want to
make it.
You guys can help with the time.
sharks. I hear the rapping.
परमेश्वरलाई धन्यवाद दिने त्यस्तो कुनै प्रार्थनाहरू छ भने तपाईँले सेयर गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ, त्यसपछि हामी सँगै परमेश्वरलाई धन्यवाद दिनेछौँ।
Thanksgiving is just to recall all of the things I take for granted during the course of the year, which are really blessings and things to give thanks for. And a lot of those things have to do with things that we just do every day. I remember friends of ours who have passed on now, they just prayed every day, for the safety of everybody in the church that's driving. And how miraculous it is that we drive so many miles and so few accidents happen. So, we had a great example of that this year in our congregation, and I kind of missed it at first. But one of the things I've been thinking about here at Thanksgiving was the way that God saved Sam Bach's life here earlier this year, when the road just completely gave way and his car just fell 15 feet and he was trying to tell us about that right afterwards, and I kind of missed it. I had to go home and watch some new videos on the computer here to catch on to what was happening. So that's just a really clear example of all of the things that we take for granted. The trains working and planes flying and so forth. Talking to somebody last night, and he was complaining about how stewardesses always say, our plane is about to take off momentarily. His thought is, I don't want it to take off momentarily. I want it to go up and stay up. So just things like that, we should give thanks for it and be grateful.
God, if my family gets together on Thanksgiving, and they all come along, And this doesn't sound like much to you, but a couple of my siblings were squabbling. This is on Friday. We had my side of the family. A couple of my siblings have been squabbling. One of my cousins got into a fight with my dad last summer. And until Friday when we weren't really sure who was going to help. And I said, my mom, what should we do? What should I say? Just invite everybody who shows up. That's fine. It's just another day on the calendar. God's in his heaven. It doesn't matter. We don't really sure how to behave themselves. And I'm so thankful. One of the things that God has been speaking to me about is just to give thanks for this congregation, to give thanks for all those years of history, to give thanks that we have this building when we really didn't have a lot of money. And this brother and sister that are here from Colorado represent the men and men who gave money for the Joint Hands Grant. That was one of the many friends that helped us buy a building so that we could be, some of you don't know, we used to rent a space a couple blocks away on the third floor, and it wasn't very visible. People didn't know we were here. And once we came to this location, a lot of people found us just because they passed us on the streets. And just to see the people from so many different countries who are here, and young people and old people who are here. Most people long to be part of a congregation like this where so many different people who are rich and poor and all different colors of skin and different languages can all know each other and be together. So we know sometimes we have challenges about that, but just the Lord's been saying to me, give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks for everything that has brought us to this place. So I want to share that word that the Lord has been putting on my heart and give thanks for each one of you who are here today. Amen.
Waiting for God to show you what to do with it. I find it amazing. be thankful. So I'm asking you to look deep into yourselves, look into the mirror, and find something to be thankful for, because even in the hard days, and they will come, if you can choose, decide to be thankful anyhow, you'll make it to the other side. I'm talking about heaven, not across the street.
I sure shall please. I have a lot to be thankful about. My family, myself, Ruby, and Raphael, we arrived in together as a family last year in November 3rd, and we spent more than a year, and the year has been a great blessing to the family. But I also was very happy on Thanksgiving Day. I got to preach in my language in a small group here at Thanksgiving lunch. And in that, I ended up saying, we preached on the 10 lepers who were healed, but only one came back to beg. And I ended up saying, I am actually one of the nine. So, but because I think I just look for opportunities to find better ways to do things, and I forget the little things sometimes. But today, I do want to, after a year, so many things, good things have happened in my family, that I have to thank many some people. It's Ron and Nina, especially. Yeah. Without them, we would have been on the streets. Maybe the first month we came here, they were incredibly helpful to us. They allowed us to stay there. And especially for Nina, she has been showing so much love for my son. And also for Doug and Lisa and George, and for making us feel at home. And also for Tim Peebles and Jason for helping us out. You know, they just made our empty place look a little filled in all of us and that. So, but also for lots of good things that have happened. Like I have been tormented for many years for being separated from my family. And now I feel completely, and the whole ultimate wholeness is yet to come, when I feel the Holy Ghost is just for that joy. Yeah. But this church, I have been coming to this church like a magnet would pull a little iron filing, So I have continuously come here, even though I have been going to other places also. So this church has been wonderful to me, and I have a lot to.
My name is Silas. I thank God to see what He's doing for us, as we, all of us, can be in life, hold the family. That is very wonderful. Sawadi told me to turn to the church about those who are assisting her, and those are coming to comfort her to his house. God bless you. And then you turn to those who are praying for her, and those are assisting for driving, and go with her to the hospital, to be in the hospital. Stand of that people, and they continue to pray for her about the pain she is still getting, if it was to the end. Finally, she is breathing by difficulty because of the pain in the chest. Oh, for that event which has happened, really, I thank God. I thank God for that. She has already seen that before that event has been happened. She dreamed a dream, and she told me Saturday night, and finally she told someone on Sunday, last Sunday, she told to Osea, as she had seen many vehicles came bring people to travel, and they told her, you will not go to that and travel. she had seen that accident, she said, means it was the translation of that dream. With that, she, I could go. I could travel. But they told me, we not travel. That's what she can be alive for me. For that really, we thank God for all prayers, people pray, God never forgotten. Be faithful by praying, and God is here. He will rescue you during the temptation of the trap. Me too, I can thank about that. Two, I can thank for my I myself. That accident show reminded me the time Pastor Ken was here. I was going to Canada. On that time of Canada, I went with my son, Imani, and someone who was driving away, he was tired with being sleeping, as people was, people be working for night shift. Now, in driving away in the car, he could be drive and sleep. We wonder, we lose already the road. We are entering into the large truck, entering inside. And I push him, in the left. What is that? We were now beating the house that was beating us the tire. Mm-hmm. We were already entering inside. On the place that was I was sitting. And the truck was now scratched to the we are not crashing at the time. And for that really, thank God it was my dad, maybe, and my son. And the following is coming to my wife. Now, really, we have to thank God a lot for how he's leading and how he's protecting us. Thank you, and God bless you too for your prayer, your praise, and for whatever you are assisting us to.
Thank you. To the brother from the joint hands grant, this is the fruit. It's the torment of a separated family and the shalom of that, and of a life protected. This is how we live with one another today. And we thank you with our hearts for the gift and for your willingness to support us in that. So please pass along that word to the others. So let's pray for our sister's body. There is much that is before them. There's a loss of income. There is healing. And so we need to be just waiting on a God who delivers his people in some way, in a way we know not. So let's just stay where we are, but maybe we can rise up and for a few that feel led to gather around our sister and just pray for her, and then we will end with a reading of scripture. All right, let's go ahead and pray first. So Amos will go ahead and lead out a Bethlehem prayer, and others will be gathered around.
तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद दिन्छौँ तपाईँ परमेश्वरले अनि ईश्वरलाई ठुलो दुर्घटना तपाईँले यहाँ आफ्नो जीवन जानबाट तपाईँले बचाउनु भएको छ. पवित्र घटना हेर्दाखेरि एकदमै ठुलो तपाईँ परमेश्वरले आफ्नो छोरीको प्राणलाई एकचोटि तपाईँ उज्जवल गर्नु भएको छ. प्रभु तपाईँलाई धन्यवाद चाहँदछौँ र हामी प्रार्थना गर्छौँ
उहाँले अब काम गर्न सक्नुभएको छैन अनि प्रार्थना गर्नु परिवार चाहिन्छ पनि आवश्यक न्यूनतम सतर्कले जुटाइदिनुहोस्. त्यसले गर्नु परिवारलाई जहिले पनि उत्साह छ प्रभु त्यो तपाईँले दिनुहोस् प्रभु. हामीलाई प्रार्थना गर्न योसँग सबै बिना हामीले तपाईँको समयको मन तपाईँले दिनुहोस् प्रभु. धन्यवाद विशेष गरेर तपाईँले छोरीको जीवनलाई बचाउनु भएको छ. म प्रार्थना गर्दछु आफ्नो छोरीले आफ्नो आफ्नो परिवारलाई जुन पनि गर्नुपर्ने भूमिका हो कर्तव्य छ तपाईँले उहाँलाई ग्रहण गर्नुहोस् प्रभु. धन्यवाद. काम गर्दाखेरि रुपियाँ पैसाको अभाव हो तपाईँ परमेश्वरले यो अवस्थामा तपाईँको हात राखिदिनुहोस् अनि विशेष गरी हामी मण्डली परिवारलाई तपाईँको छोरीहरू परिवारसँग उभिन प्रार्थना गरेर उत्साह दिन हाम्रो मनलाई तपाईँले डोर्याउनुहोस् है. प्रार्थना उहाँहरूसँग उभिन हामीलाई तपाईँले त्यो विधाइदिनुहोस् र विशेष हामी धन्यवाद चाहन्छौँ यो छोरीको जीवनको निम्ति र लगातार तपाईँ परिवारसँग उभिन हामीलाई तपाईँले अनुग्रह गर्नुहोस् निरन्तर रूपमा प्रार्थनामा सम्झिन र प्रभु तपाईँ परमेश्वरको त्यो सुरक्षालाई त्यो सम्झना गर्न हामीलाई तपाईँ अनुग्रह गर्नुहोस्। धन्यवाद तपाईँ यो समय दिनुभएको निम्ति र यो मौकाको निम्ति धन्यवाद सबै कुराको निम्ति सबै धन्यवाद चढ्दछु. अति नै माया गर्छ यो सुनेर सुन्न
Most.
जब मानिसको पुत्र सारा स्वर्गदूतहरूसँग आफ्नो महिमामा आउनेछ तब ऊ आफ्नो महिमा मरे शिवसारमा बस्नेछ र उसको सामान्य सबै जातिहरू भेला हुनेछन् र जसरी गोठालाले भेडा र बाख्रालाई छुट्याउँछ त्यसरी नै उसले तिनीहरूलाई एउटालाई आर्कोबाट अलग गर्नेछ। उसले भेडाहरूलाई आफ्नो दाहिनेपट्टि र बाख्राहरूलाई देब्रेपट्टि राख्नेछ। तब राजाले आफ्ना दाहिनेपट्टिकाहरूलाई भन्नेछ, आओ मेरा पिताका धन्यका हो, संसारको उत्पत्तिदेखि तिनीहरूका निम्ति तयार गरिएको राज्यलाई अधिकार गर, किनभने म भेडा भोकाएको थिएँ तिमीहरूले मलाई खान दियो, म तिर्खाएको थिएँ तिमीहरूले मलाई पिउन दियो, म परदेशी थिएँ तिनीहरूले मलाई आश्रय दियो, नामकै थिए तिनीहरूले मलाई वस्त्र लगाइदियो, बिरामी थिए तिनीहरू मलाई हेर्न आयो, झ्याल खानामा थिए तिनीहरू म कहाँ आयो।
And solve the world. And thank you.
What are you asking or telling?
I'm asking you.
Not yet.